first item for consideration is H.R. 725, the Indian Arts and Crafts Amendments Acts of 09, sponsored by the gentleman from Arizona, Mr. Ed Pastor. I ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered read and open for amendment at any point without objection, so ordered. I now recognize myself for 5 minutes for the purpose of explaining the bill. H.R. 725 would amend the Indian Arts and Crafts Act of 1990 to authorize any federal law enforcement officer, not just the FBI as under current law, to conduct an investigation of an offense involving the sale of any good that is misrepresented as an Indian-produced good. Under the bill, findings of an investigation of an alleged offense would be submitted to a federal or state prosecuting authority or to the Indian Arts and Crafts Board. The sale of counterfeit jewelry, pottery, baskets, rugs, and other items cheats the consumer, degrades the entire native market, and robs talented, hardworking native artisans of their living. This has been a growing problem that Mr. Pastor's legislation seeks to address. That concludes my explanation of the measure, and I recognize the ranking member.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have no serious objection to reporting H.R. 725. The Senate has passed this version of the bill by unanimous consent, and I'm unaware of opposition to either version. I do have a few concerns I want to relay and which I may describe in further detail in the committee report. Further, H.R. 725 authorizes any federal law enforcement officer to investigate alleged violations of the Indian Arts and Crafts Act. A large number of federal agencies have their own law enforcement divisions. Many are probably ill-suited to investigating complaints relating to Indian art counterfeiting. I think it might be wise to consider whether we might identify specific agencies with the right kind of expertise and experience to deal with this act. However, I realize this could slow eventual passage of the bill, so if you're willing to insert into the committee report a statement expressing our intention that appropriate agencies be identified, then this should do it. Finally, in my review of the Indian Arts and Crafts Act, I see that the definition of Indian tribes includes state-recognized tribes and tribes recognized by an entity vested with the authority by a state legislature. H.R. 725 reflects such existing law. Mr. Chairman, I question whether Congress may delegate to a state the authority to recognize a tribe, particularly when the delegation of authority contains no judicially enforcement standards. I don't doubt the good intentions of this language, but it is troubling nonetheless. So I hope, Mr. Chairman, that we can discuss this further when we hold hearings or consider tribal recognition matters. And with that, I yield back my time.
The gentleman yields back his time, and without objection, although I understand it is current law, but the gentleman's suggested language will be made a part of the report language.
Good. I thank the chairman.
Any further discussion on the pending legislation? What? Okay. Then we'll start the amendment process. Are there any amendments to the bill? Then the question is now in favor of reporting the bill to the House of Representatives. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed signify by saying no. The ayes appear to have it. Opinion chair, the ayes have it. And the bill is favorably reported to the House of Representatives. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table. I ask unanimous consent to staff be authorized to make necessary and technical changes to all the bills reported today, subject to the approval of the minority. Hearing no objections, so ordered. I also ask unanimous consent that for any bill ordered reported today with amendments, that the bill be considered reported with an amendment to strike out all after enacting clause and insert the text of the bill with its perfected amendments adopted in committee. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Now recognize the ranking member.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Committee Rule 5C, I give notice of my intention to file additional or dissenting views on the bill just considered, and I ask unanimous consent that this notice be extended to all members of the committee and to apply to all bills being considered by the committee today.
Without objection, so ordered.